What a glorious service!
Oh, 5 prophecies, 14 messages in tongues,
2 interpretations!
2 interpretations?
And the best altar call I've ever seen in my life!
Well, that one guy just rolled all the way down the aisle!
Oh, yeah, listen, kid, how many were delivered of evil spirits?
I lost count.
Oh, praise the Lord!
I do know that I got rid of my own personal demon of soap operas.
Well, glory!
It was the demon of As the Stomach Turns.
Oh, yes, I saw the whole thing. Listen, when that evangelist laid his hands on you, I saw Lisa and 3 of her ex-husbands come up out of your mouth, do cartwheels down the aisle and into the beer joint across the street.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Oh, what a blessing.
Oh, praise the blessing.
Ladies, feel led to order.
Oh, why, yes, I'll have the milk and honey. And what was it you said was so good, Mary?
Hey, Brother John,
over here.
Some game, huh?
Lucky turkey.
Lucky?
Yeah, you're lucky.
Lucky?
Sure, you're lucky.
Luck?
Yeah.
You call it luck when we waxed you 8 straight games in 4 years?
Well, Dennis, how much you have to pay the umpires to do it, huh?
Get off it,
tell
John.
Me that. Yeah.
Get off.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The next time I get a bum call from an umpire like I did this afternoon, church league or not, I will clean the guy's plow.
Easy, John, easy.
I can get just as ticked off as the next guy can.
Yeah. Wow. I hear you have a new pastor over at Ridgecrest. How is he?
Just good as yours. A little innovative, maybe.
Innovative? What do you mean, innovative?
He doesn't use a pulpit.
He doesn't use
you
a pulpit?
You are sitting there in the service,
no.
And you are used to seeing just the guy's head and shoulders. You never think about a preacher having waist and legs, and it pretty much ruins the service for me.
Well, you ought to visit First Church.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you got over there?
Well, we got a new full-size pulpit.
Yeah?
Just put it in. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
All you can see is the guy's head.
I'll try that out. Do you see those 2 girls over there?
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
That brunette. Seems like I went
too.
To college with her. I'll be right back.
Crazy. Well,
I can't believe it. You didn't hear? Well, she said she was going to get a cold, and then she got
Excuse
a cold.
Excuse me.
Oh, John Witty.
Vicky
oh,
Joe.
No.
I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure.
Oh.
Wow, I haven't seen you since we got out of college.
Well, it's been 6 or 7 or 8.
Not 10, 11, 12 years ago.
At least.
Wow, we're going to have to get together sometime and talk about old times,
John,
huh?
Do you remember how you used to sit in the top of that 3-tier bird bath in the library lawn?
Get off.
Oh, man, you don't do that anymore, do you?
No, since graduation, I've more or less gone to the bathroom, got in the tub like everyone else.
That's wonderful.
Oh. All right.
What's that pin you're wearing?
Oh, it's my little fish. You know, it's a symbol that early Christians used to draw in the dirt, like Kilroy was here.
Uh-huh.
Christian was here.
Yeah. You're a Christian?
Yeah. That's what I am. Yeah,
oh,
I'm a Christian.
So am I.
You're a Christian?
Yeah, I am. Oh, no.
You are a Christian?
Yeah, you are.
When did you become a Christian?
About 2 years ago.
That is unbelievable. Dennis, my old friend from college over here, she's a Christian just like me.
Yeah, well, ask her if she plays softball. And where does she go to church?
Where do you go to softball? Do you play church?
What?
I can't believe I said that. Oh, this is too much,
oh,
man.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Our names are written together forever in the book of life.
Right.
Every hair on our head is numbered by He who loves us.
Right.
Amen, 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 amen.
What'd you say?
Well, nothing.
Well, what kind of church is this you go to, Vicky Jo?
Independent.
Independent.
Uh-huh.
What kind of an independent church is it?
Freestyle.
Freestyle? What kind of style is freestyle?
Well, it's the Church of the Firstborn, Fire-Baptized, Independent Apostolic Freestyle.
Oh, sounds more like a religious swim meet to me.
What?
Oh, no, just talking to myself.
Well, what church do you go to, John?
Baptist, Sunday school at 9:30, worship service 10:45.
Oh, John. Isn't God good?
Yeah, well...
Oh, I tell you what, it's no accident that we ran together like this today. I'm sitting here with a purse full of books and tapes all about the Holy Spirit. I know you have no idea who the Holy Spirit is, John, but if you could just read these books or listen to these tapes...
I've got the Holy Spirit!
Oh, well, I didn't know you spoke in tongues,
oh,
John.
Oh, I don't speak in tongues, John.
Well, didn't you know that John the Baptist said that one was coming after him that was greater, that would baptize us in fire and the Holy Spirit?
I've been baptized once in water,
no.
And all I know is once I'm saved, I'm always saved, and that's that.
Oh, John. Well, you don't believe that, do you, John?
Oh, you bet your sweet bippy I believe it.
John, you can't believe that. That's stupid. Why, you have got a will of your own, and you can turn around and go the other way. If you want to, you can backslide. I ought to know. I've backslid and been saved 7 times.
What's that, the number of completion?
Wow.
Were you baptized in water at one of those times?
As a matter of fact, I studied that thoroughly, and I chose to be sprinkled.
Are you also a Methodist?
No, but I've always said I'd rather be a Methodist over a Baptist any day.
Do you also dance? Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity!
You know I really liked you better before you were saved. Come on, Mary, we know what we believe.
No revelation knowledge.
Shake the dust from our feet.
Dennis, if I'd have known she was a charismaniac, I wouldn't have even bothered.
I had a brother-in-law who went haywire exactly like that.
Those kind think they know it all, you know? I've got my little pocket New Testament right here, and I bet you I could simply pop it out anywhere, pick a verse at random, and prove her wrong.
Right. Pop it, dick it, and prove it.
Right, right. Okay, let me just throw it up here, and let's see. It's 1 Corinthians 1:11. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Coli, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? You know, that's what I don't like about the word. It's just not current.
John, don't look now, but here she comes again.
Oh.
John.
Hold it, Vicky Jo. If you're going to speak, let's speak in a tongue that we can all understand.
As soon as I left, I immediately started thinking of verses just to prove you wrong.
Don't you think that's pretty carnal?
Well, the only one I could think of was the one where the Lord said that the world would know his disciples by their love for one another.
What'd you think of that one for?
I'm trying to say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry. I guess we're both pretty sorry.
Yeah, we're both pretty sorry.
Oh, we almost ruined our friendship.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. Right.
The lady waving at you.
What?
Over there across the room.
Whoa.
You see her?
Yeah.
She's coming over here.
I know.
You know her?
Yeah. Let's beat it. She's Church of Christ.
Oh, no.
Get out of here.